Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's do a get to know you question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are?
Ooh.
And why? You have to do this about yourself. These are kind of difficult when they're about yourself.
Yeah.
Like complimenting or putting yourself down. 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are? Eddie.
I say I'm a 7. Because I'm funny, but I'm like goofy funny. I'm not really that like smart funny. You are smart funny.
Well, thank you.
So your jokes, sometimes I'm like, man, I don't get it. And then I'm just like, oh, okay. And once I do get it, I laugh. Like sometimes Amy does morning corny. I don't laugh because I don't get it. Then I'm just like, ah, I get it. Now it's funny.
Well, so my jokes are like her morning corny?
Sometimes.
That's what it feels like. So you say 7.
7.
Okay. Lunchbox, 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are?
10. Hilarious.
No, be serious.
I make people laugh. My sense of humor is great. People are always looking at me to be the entertainment, and they always, man, you're funny everywhere I go.
I'd say he makes people more mad than funny. But
okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good looking are you?
10.
Okay. Just checking.
And notice how I only compliment myself. I didn't kiss up to someone else why I didn't mind.
Well, he was making a comparison, but I felt that. Amy.
5.5?
Your own scale?
Yeah. It's because I think it's above middle.
5.5.
So you're saying slightly above average?
Slightly above average. So 5.5, and most of it's just random. Because we had to say what kind.
You can say whatever you want, but I would agree that everybody has their own little style of humor, and yours is extremely random, which makes me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put me at about a 7.5. I've had to make my whole career off of being funny. Or funny / compelling. But funny first. But then when you meet people that are way funnier than you, you're just like, oh, I'm never going to be that funny. But I go 7.5. I would love to say higher. I would be lying.
That's just how we look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if other people were voting, they'd rate us higher.
Or way lower.
Or lower.
Or lower.
Or way lower. Yeah.
Yeah, like you have a very quick wit.
I think my type of humor
is... Oh, you're kissing up, Amy. Don't do that.
No, I'm not.
It's not... You know, if you ever watch any of the old Jim Carrey comedy stuff, he's so physically funny.
Yeah.
Like on stage, doing stand-up. Not even movies. Like, I'd be a 1 in that way. But I do think I'm quick. But, like, I don't have it physically. And I'm not always the best joke writer, but I have a quick wit, and I can be pretty on the ad lib. I can go pretty good.
Lunchbox is good at ad libbing.
Is he?
Like quick or improvising? What? You are.
I'm not worried about it, Amy.
This is like shock factor. Like I'm laughing because I'm so shocked.
Yeah, like it's a different kind of quick.
I'm not looking at Eddie for who's funny.
That's ad libbing.
Okay, well, what is it? Because he's coming out of nowhere with adding to the story.
But I would, I know,
in a shocking way.
I didn't want to turn this bit into talking.
What makes Eddie funny?
Eddie, I actually do think Eddie's.
Yeah, Eddie also has a good sense of how to set me up to be funnier, which I think is a good, like, funny intelligence. Because Eddie can go, if I say this, I know he's going to say this. Like, he can walk. But we've done on stage together forever. Like, a lot of that's building.
A lot of times, yeah.
And Amy knows how to set stories up. So, again, a lot of us, too, is just working together. But we're not using this time to bash on each other. You're all
so
good.
What you just said is Eddie needs you to be make him look funny.
That's exactly what you just said. Funny when is that not what he said? No, Eddie doesn't. That's not Eddie trying to be funny. I say Eddie's funny and he has an emotional intelligence about being funny to help me be funnier because he knows where I want to go. So he can go, here's this softball, I'll pitch it to you and you can hit it out. Yeah. That's not him being funny at all.
Right, so that's why I was asking you, how is Eddie funny? And you explained how he makes you funnier.
Well, he's talking like in the show,
but
like here in this element.
But Eddie says a lot of funny
things.
Yeah,
Eddie's very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy's very random. Lunchbox is very loud. Ray's very, I don't know, man.
Ray's hilarious.
Ray's so funny.
Ray's like weird funny.
Ray's like, yeah, like you go to the zoo and you're like, wow, I think he's got three heads. Like hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you like that.
All right. See, that was funny.
That's good. The timing, Ray, impeccable. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. The guy I've been dating for a few months has his 25th birthday coming up. I know it's important. I want to recognize it with a gift, but I don't know what's appropriate since we've only been dating for a bit. He's into sports. I thought about getting him a signed jersey, but I'm not sure if that's a good idea. What should I do? Get him a really nice gift or find something more appropriate considering how long we've been together. Signed, new girlfriend. Amy?
I mean, I think a medium gift is okay. I feel like a signed jersey would be awesome. Cool. Yeah. Really.
That's expensive,
though. 2 months to some people or a few months depends to some people, they're already engaged. And some people, it's like, okay, you're, you know, a few months into a five-year dating relationship. So it's all relative to how much you've are feeling about this guy, and it's okay to let him know.
Yeah, you got to kind of feel the pulse for both of you. But that's not too personal.
Yeah.
Like a signed jersey. I mean, as long as you're not buying them, like, a signed Joe Montana Super Bowl champion.
Really hard one to find. That,
yeah. It was really nice. Where you spent a ton, and the guy. Keep it loose.
Yeah.
Like, get him something nice. If you really like him, get him something that shows him you really like him.
And if he's in sports, too, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a signed jersey. Like, you could get,
that's
like,
just
a
hat. Her idea.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
that's a good idea. That's like, she feels the right thing.
I agree. But also, like, y'all love hats that represent the team you like.
That's called wearing a hat.
Yeah, hats are cool.
Yeah.
I like hats.
Yeah, it's just called wearing a hat.
I know, it's called wearing a hat.
You guys like hats with a theme on it.
It means like, you guys love those things you put on your head with a logo on, all right?
Yeah,
we do. That's a hat.
I'm saying a hat specific to your team.
Good idea, Amy.
I would say that is fine, but you better accompany it with something. If you're going from signed jersey to hat.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know her budget.
Amy's like, you guys like those things you put your arms through the holes and wear it, makes you warm. Oh, a shirt. Yeah. Okay. You know the pulse. Get him something good if you want to get him something good.
Yeah.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Wait, Amy handed me this article. She goes, you should read this. And then we should figure out who's who. Or maybe nobody's anybody. It's, here are the top types of difficult employees. And then it gives you how to handle them. But mostly it's like, number one, the sloth. They don't work at your pace or anybody else's pace. And they seem lazy and disengaged. Anybody here be the sloth?
I don't think so.
Somebody that works.
But somebody that works though. Kinda,
you're saying this.
Like, I would think Lunchbox, but he doesn't really work.
It says disengaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie's mentally slow. Does that count?
I don't think Eddie's mentally slow.
That's true.
Why am I mentally slow?
That's just how you are, man. I don't know why.
I was born that way.
Yeah.
So who's the most slothy?
If, like, we have to
pick. Yeah, if you have to pick. They don't work at everybody else's pace. They seem lazy. They're disengaged.
The key word is seem. It doesn't mean they are.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you protecting your voice again?
Amy, say you need to stop.
I know.
Who is it?
I know that it's Lunchbox.
Okay. Say Lunchbox.
Okay. I'm not going to even say. I'm going to let you guys pick.
And I have the palette in mind when
but
I say
gonna
that.
Are you going to share the solution?
The solution is approach them with kindness and respect.
No, that's impossible.
I got a question.
You get slothier if you do that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Would Eddie be that? I mean, because he's going to donate a kidney, he's going to do bone marrow, and he hasn't, I mean, he doesn't do
it. That's any- a different one. Maybe we get to somebody else. Okay,
and that's not my work, no. Man. That's
also,
something I want to do in my spare time.
He's also not disengaged.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you play Wordle when we have guests here. That's disengaged.
You admitted to watching a Mr. Beast video in the middle of a segment once, like recently. Okay, moving on.
I did.
Okay.
So what, I still don't know how much that guy got.
We had to be kind to
so
him.
So far, well, if you want to fix it, approach them with kindness and respect.
That's tough.
1 point, Lunchbox. Next up. The bellyacher. They dwell on problems out loud. They drain employee morale.
Okay, that's Lunchbox.
What in the world?
Amy?
I don't want to pick one of these.
That means you don't want to pick
a
boyfriend.
Let's see.
you have to just go.
I didn't
pick
know
somebody.
We were going to pick multiple people.
I can take you out of it and put like Ray in if you're like if you don't have the guts for the bit.
I have the... I submitted the bit.
Exactly. Do you have the guts to do the bit you submitted? Here's the bellyacher.
Be honest, Amy.
Okay. Yep. If you want to fix it,
be a little
consider your coworker's complaints objectively and determine why this coworker is bothering you.
Yeah, you ask
100%. When I bellyache, you guys need to realize
consider working with your colleague to find a solution together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd vote for myself on that one because I do complain because no one listens to my complaints.
Wow, he voted for himself.
Number Lunchbox, 2 points. Next up, the spotlight hog. Wants more credit than necessary.
Eddie.
Okay. No, that's Lunchbox.
That's Lunch.
Okay. What do you mean?
Right. That's another point for Lunchbox.
Anytime Abby talks, like you're just,
I want to bring in two other voters, though. Morgan, Ray, you guys will vote too. We need a bigger voting sample here. The spotlight hog, Morgan.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
Ray.
Sadly, my vote is Lunchbox.
Okay. Solution.
Okay, big brother.
Solution. Acknowledge the contributions your coworker did.
Yeah.
Acknowledged.
Next up, the hotshot. Loud, rarely accepts constructive criticism. They steamroll other people on the team.
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah. So these are difficult types of employees. Ray?
Yeah, for the reason that it's tough to get a word in edgewise with him, I vote Lunchbox.
Morgan?
I don't know. Who could it be? Lunchbox.
Eddie?
What's wrong with being passionate about your work?
Loud, Lunchbox.
Yeah, Amy?
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that, though?
That's the hot shot, okay?
How do we deal with him?
Lunchbox 4. To deal with that one, try appealing to their ego and ask them for advice about a problem you're having, if it's not a real problem.
See, so what you're saying is I'm a well-rounded employee. I got all these.
That's what you hear. Yeah.
I mean, really, when it comes down to it.
Sounds like you guys all suck at being employees because you ain't any of these. What are you guys doing?
These are the four difficult employees.
These aren't the four
total
employees.
Why are you,
employees?
Happy about points? This is this is Jeopardy. If you're above, you're the positive, it ain't good. Okay, there's one more. This one's probably not Lunchbox, but the first four are hilarious.
Okay.
And in order. I didn't do those in any certain way. The gossip. Friendly and personable, but can stir up uncomfortable situations and put you in a position. It kind of is Lunchbox.
That's Lunchbox,
it's freaking Lunchbox, too. I didn't think it was.
Spill the tea. It was designed behind Lunchbox.
Yes, that you are. Okay, let me. Friendly and personable. Because he's like, I'm your best friend until he burns you. But can stir up uncomfortable situations and put you in a position that you're not sure how to handle, sometimes publicly. Amy?
I mean, I feel like it's tied with the two tea spillers over here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lunchbox.
Okay.
And Eddie. They spilled the tea on
Eddie. Eddie likes to stir the pot.
Okay, fine.
He likes to stick his nose in.
Be careful what he's sticking.
Where am I sitting?
You're like a covert.
Well, this is friendly and personable.
He is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
making sure. Making sure. Okay, so Amy gives them both the pot. I'll take it. Morgan.
Yeah, I was actually going to say both Eddie and Lunchbox, because Eddie sometimes will walk in a room, drop something, and leave. Like, he didn't just drop a whole bomb on everybody.
Like mean like...
No, like a little tea thing.
A little gossip
bomb. Let me just see what happens here.
Or he'll linger just so he can get some.
Yeah. Ray?
Yeah, if gossip needs to be planted in a room, Eddie is great at doing it, and for that, I vote Eddie.
Okay, well, Eddie, get a point.
Okay, hey, great, man.
You're the gossip.
I'm one of the employees.
Solution. Finally. Have the hotshot, spotlight hog, and bellyacher and Sloth punch him.
That's the solution?
Yeah, so I guess we got to do it. Give him a hit.
No,
that's not it. The solution is ignore it. But they both do it, so it's hard to ignore like 40% of the show. If your coworker wants to share a story that oversteps boundaries, leave or politely divert the conversation. The next time we play the spill the tea, we all walk out of the room.
We leave.
Just be by yourself.
Well, you two, Lunchbox, 4 points. Eddie, one.
Play my song.
All I do is win.
Yeah.
No matter what. Money,
best employee.
Every time I step up in the building, everybody's hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there. Other people may be worried. You guys aren't on the radar.
That's not, that's a radar of like an enemy plane coming in. You don't want to be on the radar because you're trying to, that's not a good radar. But fun bit. Good job, Amy. That was Amy stirring up. She knew what was going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know for sure. I didn't know.
She didn't say we should go that direction, but she knew I would go that direction.
Hey, hey, where'd you find this? Well, that's a good story.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
I'm partaking in this segment.
So you're engaged.
About me.
You're not just engaged.
It's about me, man. Let's go.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a 15-year-old girl from Bentonville, Arkansas. Her name is Lakin Cluck, and in 2021, she was diagnosed with brain cancer. Well, after getting surgery, a year of treatment, and relearning how to walk, she finally is getting a trip to Hawaii. She's wanted to go here ever since she saw Moana. Like, what's a movie like you've seen?
I went to Hawaii because I saw them on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
Hawaiians
cool.
in Hawaii. And I went and wrote a book. I ended up going for American Idol, too. But, yeah, the only reason I went to Hawaii was because of Brady Bunch.
Is that where they found that little relic thing that gave them bad luck?
Bad luck.
And so they were able to go thanks to Make-A-Wish. Their entire family got to go, and they said this trip represents more than just vacation. It's a symbol of hope and resilience after facing such a difficult time.
That's awesome.
So shout out to Make-A-Wish for continuing to do that.
She had an awesome, amazing time. I mean, it was beach-filled, and I just don't like the beach. I think for her, that's amazing, but I'm like, that had to be so fun for her. That does not sound fun to me. I mean, I went to Hawaii and just stayed in my room.
Oh, so you can't do that, man.
Except
beautiful
for,
out
well,
there.
No, I did some stuff because they made me an American Idol, but when I went myself, I forced myself to do two things. One, I went on a hike by myself, and it was weird because I said, will you take a picture? And they were like, yeah, with who else? And I said, no, just me by myself. And then two was I got on the standing paddle board, and when I put the, because you don't want to fall off and let the boat fly away, so I put the strap on my wrist, and everybody looked at me crazy, and I was like, why? Am I really good at this or what? Turns out you put the strap on your ankle, not your wrist.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Not two of the best experiences for me. That's a really cool story. Congratulations to her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Masterpiece Theater, where we act out movie scenes and you name the movie. Raymundo and I will be your local thespians. Thespians, thank you. Thespians.
Got it.
Thank
actors.
You. Well, Lunchbox gets excited when I say anything beans.
Hey, well, maybe you slip.
I know. So there's an easy one, a medium one, and a hard one. We'll start with easy. Write your answer down.
All right.
Raymundo, I will take the first character. You'll take the second. Listen carefully. Action. That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me. Now's not the time.
This guy sucks. I can't believe you're a professional golfer. Think you should be working at a snack bar.
You better relax.
There's no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. You like that old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Scene.
What?
Well done.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good job,
that's the
guys.
Easy one.
Good job.
Okay.
Hey, bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Wow.
Encore. Encore.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. You'll get two.
Yes.
Two encores. Do you have any idea, Amy?
I have an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Happy Gilmore.
Lunchbox.
Happy Gilmore.
Eddie.
Happy Gilmore.
Correct. That is Happy Gilmore play. That's Adam Sandler and Bob Barker.
Yes.
When they fight on the golf course.
The price is rest wrong.
Rest in peace, man.
Okay. Number two. This is the medium. So, not super hard, but not super easy. Ray, you can take character number one.
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? What for? Look at us. We're already fighting.
That's what we do. We fight. You tell me what I'm being arrogant about. I tell you when you're a pain in the butt, which you are 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. You have a 2-second rebound rate. Then you're back doing the next pain in the butt thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. We're going to have to work at this every day. But I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me every day. Will you do something for me, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just picture your life for me. 30 years from now. 40 years from now. What's it look like? If it's with him, go. I lost you once. I think I can do it again. If I thought that's what you really wanted... But don't take that easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No, because no matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everybody wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Okay, I have to go now.
Scene.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Give us the Oscar.
I'm in for the win with a scratch out and then a rewrite.
I'm in.
I think I have something. I don't know.
Okay. That was so impeccably acted by Raymundo. If you miss it, that's on you. Eddie.
The Notebook?
Lunchbox.
I had Titanic, but then you said I've lost you once, and then I got you back. So the Titanic, there's not enough time to lose you once. So I scratched it out and I wrote The Notebook.
Amy?
Shoot. I mean, that could be it, but Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay. The answer is The Notebook.
Yes!
Ray was playing Young Noah, and I was playing
Young Allie.
Yeah,
for a little
job.
Bit there, I was thinking it was Brokeback.
No, my voice. I tried to do my voice like this.
Is it because they
that's
were,
when
they
he changed his voice. I was like, oh, man, that's
no,
not
no,
Brokeback.
No, I would have said,
I can't quit you.
That's right. That's Enos. That line.
Yeah. Enos.
Yeah. Wait, Enos. What did you say?
Enos.
That's his name.
He said Enos.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the hard one. Ray, I'll do the first one.
So you haven't told them your little secrets. Well, now's your chance to tell them. Tell them who's responsible for your father's death.
I am. It's true.
You see? He admits it! Murderer!
No, it was an accident.
If it weren't for your father, and if it weren't for you, your father would still be alive. It is your fault he's dead. Do you deny it?
No.
Then you're guilty.
No, I'm not a murderer.
See?
In what for the win.
On what?
I mean, I think Ray could have done a little more. I'm murderer.
Wait, were you the same character the whole time?
Duh.
He's not that good, Amy.
You thought he changed?
Okay. I didn't change at all. Oh, okay. I was that. I am that good. I'm Eddie Murphy.
What's that? A Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
What's
it,
what
did I do? Russell Clark.
What's
that? Hercules! Hercules!
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I thought Ray could have. You did a great job acting it. But Ray, what Ray does is he acts as himself, though.
Like bored Ray. Murder.
But he does a good job at acting it. He just doesn't get into the character. I was trying to get into the character. The character. I was trying to steal the character. Ray was doing his own thing. And I can respect that.
Yeah, but you doing the character, whatever you were doing, kind of threw me off a little bit.
No, mine was an impression of the character.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You want it one more time?
No,
please,
yeah.
Please.
Oh, yeah, but we're already in, but we're ready. Go.
Good point. No, we can change our answer.
No, you said you're in.
If you do it again, can we change our answer?
Please.
You know, because this is not governed by the NCAA,
that,
we can.
All right.
Okay. Ray, try to be the... I'm going to ask you to steal a little bit, because I like when you're just doing you, but steal from who that character is.
Got it.
Okay, ready?
So you haven't told them your little secret. Well, now's your chance to tell them. Tell them who is responsible for your father's death.
I am. It's true.
You'll see? He admits it! Murderer!
No! It was an accident!
You see? If it weren't for you, your father would still be alive. It's your fault he's dead. Do you deny it?
No!
Then, you're guilty!
No! I'm not a murderer!
Scene.
Much better, guys. I still don't know what movie this is.
Ray rocked it again.
I have no clue what you guys are doing.
No idea, but I'm in.
Oh, man.
I have a guess.
Hold on, I'm changing mine.
Oh, he's changing.
Yeah.
Eddie and Lunchbox have two. Amy has one. This is the hard one, okay?
Eddie, great guess.
I think Lunchbox probably has it, so I'm going to let him sit in the back. Amy?
Gladiator?
No.
Oh, that's good, Amy.
I'm not going to say right or wrong to yours, Eddie, whenever you say it.
No, you'll laugh effect. When he says it.
Eddie?
What?
Eddie, go ahead.
Harry Potter.
I didn't do British.
Yeah, you kind of did.
No, kind of.
Oh, dirty little secret.
No, it wasn't that. It was like, oh, I knew British.
Were you a hobbit?
Yeah, what were you, man?
You guys need to shut up, because you know what?
I'll tell you what he was.
What was I?
He was a Joker.
Oh,
he was Heath Ledger.
Batman?
No.
That's the Dark Knight.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't British, losers.
Oh, are you Loki?
No, he's British too. Shut up.
Are you Darth Vader?
Okay, we're getting closer a little bit. Okay, who's somebody that has dark and kind of a weird... Mike, did you think my was okay? I thought, okay. Yeah.
I thought I nailed it. The Dark Knight. Isn't that right?
So you haven't told them your little secret. I've not even seen this movie, and I'm just doing it.
Okay, it's Star Wars, then.
No. It's animated, and then it got remade.
Galaxies of the Guardian.
No,
Guardian
movie?
Of the Galaxy.
Yeah. This is... Ray was playing a child. A child. I was just, a very young.
Yeah, I figured, because he killed his dad.
Huh? Right, but he's the younger of the everything,
right?
And it was
right? animated?
In the movie, this is... But for the most part, it's a young person.
Huh.
Not person. Animal.
Oh, it's a little raccoon.
Oh, Lion King.
Lion King. I'm Scar.
Oh.
So you haven't told them your little secret.
Yeah, that sounds like the Joker.
Ray didn't sound like Simba either, man.
Next time I'll roar.
that would help.
I get it now.
I felt like I sounded like Scar.
Do that again, Buzz. Do that again.
So you haven't told them your little secret.
It sounds like Heath Ledger.
No, come on.
You sound British, man.
You guys, you sound like my butt. And I'm done with you. And the winner.
Who's the mean guy in the Minions?
Gru?
Yeah, that's right. He sounded like Gru.
Hey, the secret.
Who's done the most acting around here in major motion pictures and TV?
Amy.
No, Amy. It's not Amy. It's me.
Oh.
It's me. That's right.
Huh. So Ray, who wins?
Nobody.
Yeah, we
calling can. It. Everybody loses.
Oh.
Lunchbox and Eddie tied for the win.
All right.
Good job. It's like kissing your sister.
Can we play both of our victory songs together?
No, because Ray and I's feelings are hurt. We really tried hard.
Y'all did good.
No, you did.
Now that I know
you
who you
were. You fought me that I was British.
I didn't.
No, I did.
I thought you were British.
Yes, you did. You said Loki. He's also British.
To be fair, at first I said Hobbit, and then I said Loki.
All right, Ty, who cares? All right, thank you. Masterpiece Theater. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Maybe you've never tried therapy. Maybe you felt like, I don't know, therapy's not for me because I don't know anything about it. Like, I felt that because that's how I felt too. I just kind of stumbled into it once. And I was like, let me see what this is all about. And I can tell you that for me, as someone who, you know, if it's trust issues, if it's whatever trauma that we have that we've lived through, that we're here now, like sometimes we just have to identify that. And it starts to explain why we react to certain things the way we do. Therapy's awesome for that. And it could be your social battery. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you need to recharge. Maybe it's a bit of self-awareness that you need. Again, for me, therapy has been a game changer. So I'm going to tell you, I love therapy. It is hard, but it is worth it. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out this brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you've never done therapy, or if you have, it's amazing because of how easy it is to do. Just turn your camera on or don't. There's also a messaging option there. You know, find your sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bobby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bobby. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
The next couple days, I'll be at the University of Arkansas teaching college kids. Got a few classes I'm going to teach. No big deal.
They do have to call me doctor, though.
Are they paying you for this?
No.
Oh, man.
No. I'm going to go and teach like some sort of media class, some sort of digital storytelling class. I'm going to lead a lecture on like not quitting, all the stuff that I talk about. But I'm super excited to do it. So I'm going to ask you what college subject that you would teach. And I'll go around the room and tell you what I think you would each teach.
Okay.
Amy.
Yeah.
You could teach one on global perspectives on adoption. And I feel like that sounds...
Wow.
High level. Like,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Healthy habits for a crazy life.
Oh, okay.
You'd be good at that, Amy.
Or crazy habits for a healthy life. It's just however you want to switch it, you know?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, I think you could do a Reality Bites 101, an introduction to reality television series and the study of reality television.
Okay. I guess I could do that.
From Survivor to the Kardashians, which is a more distinct, like nuance, upper level.
So, but you go deeper, though, right? Like deeper than just the actual
individual
show.
Well, Reality Bites is about all the shows in general, why it started, but then it gets into specifics and why the shows. Eddie.
Yeah.
You could teach one on failing America.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
America's team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, gosh. That'd be terrible. Just like every season. Every week would be a season. Like, this is a season that we thought we were going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, maybe,
and we did it.
I think it's important to teach kids how to handle losing.
Yeah. Like
the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, that's good, Amy. Yeah.
Or you could teach the science of smoking.
Yes, we're not into smoking meat.
The understanding, but people would see that and go like, maybe I want to be in that class.
All these stoners show up.
But it's understanding how to smoke chicken.
Yes.
No, that's literally a class I think that I had as an option at Texas
A&M. Smoking class?
Yeah,
how
like
to
a
smoke
meat,
chicken?
Meats.
No, chicken specifically.
Okay.
From Eddie.
I like it, dude.
The owner of Eddie Smoking Chicken.
I like it.
For me, I would teach from autographs to artifacts. Sports memorabilia collecting.
Oh, boy. Oh. You're so knowledgeable on that right now.
Mm-hmm. I would teach Razorback rivalries.
Ooh.
The history of Arkansas Razorback sports. And then I would teach, you should probably take a nap. And that's what we would do.
You guys, like, take
Everyone
naps?
Everyone come in and we just all take a nap because we probably need it. Eddie, what would you teach?
Okay, so mine's along the same lines as, like, cooking, but it wouldn't be a regular cooking class. Mine would be survival cooking 101. This is where you just have a refrigerator with a bunch of ingredients. Like, all right, what do you have? You have ham, but you don't have bread. This is what you do with it.
Sounds intense, but it's just like daily survival.
Right.
And, like you can't get to the grocery store because you don't have any gas in the car. The kids are no one's watching the kids.
Correct. And this is like life skills, man. And I think a lot of college students are going to be like, yeah, it's tough, man, because a lot of times I open my refrigerator, I got beer and bologna. That's all I got. Well, don't worry.
We got a stew just for you.
We'll figure that out.
That's pretty good. Amy, what would you teach?
I teach brain gym stuff.
Like brain gym?
Yeah, they would come to me. I'd almost be like their coach for exercising their mind. And so those exercises I've been doing now to help me focus since I'm not medicated. Like I would...
The insuency spider thing?
Yeah, mine would be a workout. I'd be coach Amy or something.
I hear you.
Brain gym.
I guess, Michael, I feel like you're still at times extremely distracted.
It appears as though I am distracted. I'm focusing.
That's part
of the thing. I now know why I doodle, too. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
My doctor that I've been working with, here's the deal. So when I am doing something else that activates part of my brain, it allows me to actually absorb what's being said.
I had something cop out to me.
No, it's not.
That's like me on my phone and my wife's talking to me and she's like,
no,
did
that's
you hear what I just said? I was like, yeah, of course. I was on my phone. It helps me listen.
That's you texting something random. Like, I'm just drawing circles on a paper. Like, I'm not really doing anything
else. But how come sometimes
else?
I'm like, hey, Amy, up here. She's doodling, but she wasn't listening to what I was saying at all in the air. And I'm like, hey, I need your attention up here.
Yeah, because I wasn't aware of it. Guys, I swear.
Lunchbox.
I would teach brain gym.
What would you teach?
Stacking cash 101. How to make money. Entrepreneurial.
No. You've never made money.
What?
Yeah.
No, you've had a bunch of ideas, but never made the money.
No.
How to waste your paycheck.
You've never made money. I would want to go to somebody who had done it.
We made money. Storage locker made money.
Do you know how much we made? Like $200.
Money. Hey, every business starts out slow. You can't.
Our business doesn't go anymore.
No. You said we're going to get back into the storage units.
Okay. If I had an instructor come in and was like, I'm going to teach you guys bench press 101. Now, I've never actually lift more than the bar.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I'd be like, what? I'm not listening to you. You've not done it at all.
Whoa. I've been, I mean, I sold DVDs, made money.
Lost money, actually. If I'm being
broke
honest.
Even, really.
Yeah.
Is it the saying, like, those who can't teach?
Yeah, but he doesn't even know.
No, those who can't do teach.
Oh, I can teach you all about it.
But those who get to a high enough, to a high enough level and then can't succeed super high, like a baseball coach, for the most part, they're players who were really good baseball players, but they couldn't get to an elite level, but they were still really good college players or minor league players or high school players even. Lunchbox hasn't made any money doing anything.
Yes, we made money on the storage unit.
You keep bringing that up. We made $200.
He's also held down this job for 20 years.
Okay, here she is sticking out for him again.
If there's
a reason that Lunchbox needs a savior to come in, here she comes.
Wait, what?
I think holding down a job isn't enough to teach. Like
everyone does that.
Isn't enough to teach a class money stacking 101.
I had a job once.
No, it's called stacking cash 101. Come on.
That's your class?
That's my class.
Hey, Lunchbox, first day of class, you just take a bunch of cash and just like, boom, 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 throw it on the desk. Like,
you want some of this? Let me teach you how.
But you don't have enough cash to even do that.
He's got
to
borrow it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Take a loan.
But also, y'all missed the little jab I gave at the beginning. It's like y'all just want to hear the positive thing.
What was it?
We like jabs, but if we don't hear it.
Oh, okay. My jab at the beginning was he could teach how to waste your money.
That's
a jab.
Laugh. It wasn't that funny.
I'm not saying it was funny. I didn't say it was funny, but it was a jab towards you. And nobody ever, they only notice when I'm like giving you a compliment.
We heard you. We noticed. We felt like you were just, you know, getting them ready for the big love fest.
Well, I got to interrupt class. This is the kind of student I don't want.
Okay.
Whatever's happened with you two.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Nice.
However, good luck to me is what I'm saying.
Yeah, good luck,
yeah,
dude.
Good luck.
Next couple days.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, though. Take a bunch of cash and be like, boom, throw it on the desk and be like, and then start your class.
That's not a bad idea, but where are you going to get the cash?
I got to borrow it like Lunchbox.
Okay, but then you got to go give it back if you get it all back. There's something called speech fasting. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
I haven't. It's called speech fasting because people will fast from talking until noon. They're like, I'm fasting speech. So they just don't say anything. Their goal is...
What's the point?
Because singers do it to protect their voice, but that's somebody who's doing it for a reason. Science say, though, now it's possible for normal folks like us, it can lower your blood pressure. That if you talk a lot, there is some sort of common thread with blood pressure being a bit higher.
Well, we're screwed.
Oh, yeah, you know, our body's about to explode. Yeah. That's the case.
We have to talk right away early in the morning.
Although my wife did bring up the point not to me, to someone else, because, again, she calls me Captain Rigid, reporting for duty, because I live my life in a very rigid way, which I'm trying not to be so rigid. Just feeling free, hanging loose, you know? She's like, you don't talk once you come home. And people can see that as not being nice or warm. She's, but it's not that. It's just that you spend the first 7 hours, everything you do is you saying things, trying to be compelling with energy. And then once you're home, you just have nothing to say. Not because you're just like, I don't like talking. It's because you're tired of talking. You've done it all day. And so I speech fast once I leave, but now it's a real thing. I'm going to act like it's a thing. Lower my blood pressure. Yes.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, surprising parts of the body and smells and whatnot that we're oddly attracted to.
You know, some people have like odd fetish smell things, though.
Yeah, I don't even know that I put this under fetish. Like, this isn't like some weird thing. It's just like your partner's, you know, feet.
Oh, it's only your partner.
You love the smell of your partner's feet.
No.
Remember Tony Stewart, the race car driver, just was like in love with Amy's feet.
That was so weird.
He was staring at them.
And he did say something. I've never been around someone who openly was fascinated with feet, like out loud.
Yes, it's like he didn't care.
He was unapologetic, and he's like, your big toe, it actually is very much...
He said you have nice feet.
And then started talking about how your toes were, one was longer.
Yeah. He said he liked the length of it.
He measured the length of one of your...
Wait, he wasn't down there measuring.
No, but he was sitting, we're all sitting right next to him.
Right.
He was staring and pointing at your toes.
And I'm sometimes actually insecure about how my toes are.
Hey, don't be, apparently.
He loved it.
I mean, they're fine.
He's asked me for pictures. We have a secret OnlyFans of your feet that you don't know about that I shoot daily.
and post pictures of.
Okay.
The other guy was Rex Ryan, who I was with. We were, Eddie and I were recording in a studio here doing a Raging Idiots album. He came to the studio. Do you remember Rex Ryan?
Yeah, I did remember that. Yeah.
But Rex Ryan didn't talk about feet then, but he was he was a big foot fetish guy.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
But this is about smells. But Amy brought up feet. That's where I went. People have weird things for feet.
Mm-hmm.
What smell do I like on her? I don't know. Clean.
Do you like BO?
No.
My own? No. Like your partner's BO. No. Sometimes like
it says here,
nice.
69% of people like their partner's underarm sweat.
Whoa.
It's
not like I go looking for it, but sometimes like. That's cool.
It's got to be.
Maybe it's old animalistic.
It's got to be
character.
Common because she's saying a lot of people do. I do not think even my own is.
Mm-hmm. Nah, when I smell another dude's like Matthew McConaughey, I'm like, get out.
He did have some pretty rough.
Get out of here.
You know who else smelled that one time he came in and
smell
I was
bad?
Shocked. Yes, because like on screen.
Are you going with this?
So...
You going to say this
what?
Out loud?
Are you going with this out loud?
Are we not? We've said it out loud before.
Go ahead.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
I don't know. Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he had a different kind of smell.
He had different odors.
He had all kinds of smells.
It was like five odors in one. We really couldn't define what it was.
But I was shocked because on screen he looks so clean.
But I think that was
that's makeup.
Person he was.
Yeah. But on screen you just see. Scratch the screen. It's not scratch. It's nothing.
Yeah, but he looks as though he would smell great.
Yeah, because they have. I hear you.
Anyway.
You know who smelled better than I thought? Post Malone.
Yeah.
Thought he would smell like tattoos.
Which, what does that smell like?
You be the judge of that. And didn't. Smelled pretty good. And he had a jacket on that was like new and clean and crisp. And he was super nice. But yeah. What else? What's the other smells?
Okay, we got morning breath. 40%
nope,
like it
nope,
from their partner. 80% say the smell of cigarette smoke coming out of their partner's body is attractive.
That is
disgusting.
Absolutely the nastiest thing ever.
I don't even want to say the next one.
Yeah, you
then don't.
Creeps me out.
Then don't. Is it farts?
No.
Oh.
Nobody likes that.
You say it.
I don't know what it is. How can I say what I don't know?
Okay, I'll say the first one.
Say, what's it rhyme
you
with?
You say dirty. I'll say.
What's it rhyme with?
Oh, Captain Under.
Pants.
Underwear?
Yeah.
Dirty underwear?
Yeah.
That's gross.
You couldn't say
it,
that?
But not saying it's weird. You can't. But it's.
I think
that's
if
gross.
We divide it up, it makes it better.
It's weird that you didn't say it, but it's
like
gross. Let me ask a question to you parents. I don't have kids yet.
Yeah.
To me, this feels a bit like Eddie when you're like, I like my wife's BO. When some parents are like, oh, I shouldn't ask Eddie because he didn't change his kids' diapers. Lunchbox.
Whoa.
Yeah. You ever change your kids' diapers?
Yeah.
Is it easier to do because it's your kid?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do this. I put my nose in my shirt.
Got it.
Every time.
Like my dogs, if they get sick or they crap somewhere, it doesn't bother me. I can
really?
Clean it up. I don't like it. It's not like I'm out hunting for it like you are your wife's BO. But I'm
not hunting for that.
I don't know.
There you are. You go looking. I'm
looking for a waspily weapon. It smells like BO.
He goes a sniffing.
But I don't mind. I just feel bad for them because they didn't do it. And so I'm happy to clean it up. And I wonder if that's what it's going to be like with a baby.
No, it stinks.
It's terrible.
Oh,
sometimes it's the worst smell you've ever smelled in your life.
Like
yeah,
you're in the car.
But you're not like, it's my baby. It's like second generation poopy.
No.
It came from, you created that.
I think there is some of that.
No.
Yes. No, there's not.
But we don't know.
It's bleh.
When they have bad breath, my wife loves that our kids have, she thinks that is cool that the kids have bad breath. She's like, for some reason, like as a mom, that gives me comfort. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
You know what does smell good, though? Like, number one in
what
a
do you
diaper.
Mean? Hold on. Oh, my God.
What?
I had a comment I was going to make, but that just took... Say that again with no interruption from me, please.
Number one in a diaper kind of smells
from
like...
From your kid or from you?
No, from your kid. Not me.
That's,
sometimes...
That's so weird.
It smells like pancake syrup.
Is it because the diaper has those little like beads in it that make it smell a certain way? Or did your kid?
I don't like this segment
syrup.
Anymore.
Dude, I've gone a whole day where I'm just like, man, I smell pancake syrup like for hours. And then my wife's like, did you change the diaper? I'm like, oh, that's what it is. He peed in his diaper.
That's weird because it just smells like stale urine to me.
I feel like maybe
that's what it smells like. It doesn't
Eddie
smell anything
buys,
like.
maple scented diaper.
Maybe, because no, I'm like, so. It smells like just stale urine. It's like, oh.
I don't like this segment anymore. I'd like to move on.
I was going
to
say that I love smelling my cat's breath and that y'all were going to think that was weird, okay. But Eddie just.
No, Eddie went full, just. Eddie went full, hey. Like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Being yeah. honest, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, well, moving on. The eclipse is today, and NASA wants everyone to know that it is safe to eat during the eclipse. There's this rumor going around on social media that, well, first of all, it is true. Do not look at it unless you have the proper eye protection.
Well, that I understand. It's the sun.
Right, but...
But I guess if the moon's in front of the sun, you would go, maybe it's not as bright.
Okay, but listen, there's a myth floating around that radiation from the sun will be so high that it's going to poison any food that is present during the eclipse.
Okay, and that's got to be a TikTok thing that started, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so... NASA saying it's okay to eat if you want to eat.
Ask NASA if we really landed on the moon. See what they say about that.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. So the debate about what is country and isn't country, that's been around for a really long time.
It's been around since the beginning of country.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Jelly Roll is sharing his thoughts on that.
I often have had to fight the critics that say, not critics, fan critics that say Jelly Roll's not country. But when you're in Los Angeles, California, you're walking around the Grammys, you realize I'm hillbilly, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you realize, like, I might as well just came out of a deer stand compared to everybody here, you know?
That's funny. Yeah, he's got a great point. You don't see him just and think it in his old... But it's the oldest debate that will never... It should not go away, though. I hate people that are like, well, that's not country. I don't like you as a person. However, that should always exist because you need people creating creative boundaries that other people need to break through, but only the right people that do it in a specific way. And also country music, if you, Jelly Roll is country, except for his name.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say he's not country. He's more pastry.
Like a bakery.
Yeah, he's more the pastry genre. That's hilarious though. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
105 years old. That's why his name is Laverne, by the way. Because now Laverne would be a woman's name.
You don't hear that.
No, it's gone full cycle. Like, his name is Laverne. He's 105. He has chased solar eclipses since 1963.
Wow.
He has witnessed 12 in his lifetime. He's been everywhere. And so it's been his thing, and he's so pumped that today is the eclipse because it is the first time in his life that he's able to witness it from his own backyard.
That's amazing. Oh,
every other time he's had to like travel somewhere far to see it. This one he can just hop out in a lawn chair and he probably won't hop. He's 105. He'll slowly mosey.
Yeah, perfect timing because he probably couldn't travel for this one.
You know, who knows how much traveling he's got.
Yeah. And he goes by Vern, right?
It's a great question. It just says Laverne Bicer. So I thought it was a woman at first, like Laverne and Shirley, yeah. But then 105, it would shift back. I like a lot of those old names though. Like, Herman, I think, is an awesome name for a kid now.
Hmm.
You don't? Because it's so old.
No, but but if anybody's named that, it's fine.
I like Herman.
I just wouldn't choose it. Herman?
Yeah.
I know that as a last name.
Like Beatrice?
Oh, no, yeah.
No.
I don't mind that. Beatrice. That's cute.
It's like so old that
Beatrice.
It's cool. Except it's not cool, so it's cool. Because you're only cool if you don't care. But I like a lot of those. Like... Grandma's middle name, like Mildred.
Gertrude.
I don't like. Gertrude's I don't not, mind a not. Mildred now. I used to maybe 10 like Elmer. I think that'd be an awesome name.
Elmer's awesome
because nobody even knows Elmer Fudd.
Wabbit.
Because that's even so long ago. But I like Elmer, like Eloise.
Yeah, Eloise is cool.
You are gonna get your kid picked on if you name him that.
Charlotte's cool.
Who's gonna pick
yeah,
on?
I like that.
Nobody.
If you name a kid named Herman,
like me, if they're anything like me, it's all picked on all the time. So it doesn't matter what the name is, you know? Good job, Laverne Bizer. 105 years old, man. Just that you lived that long is awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.